I recognize this as the natural sneaky reaction of the coyote breed. When you catch them red-handed, if they can't run away, they'll lie flat on the ground. I suppose they think they're blending into the surroundings. It's hard to say what they think. Coyotes are different. You don't need to be afraid, ma'am. I'm here to help you. She didn't say a word or move a muscle. Lie still and I'll see if I can get that thing off your head. I don't know how much of this she understood. Coyotes don't speak the same language as dogs, don't you see? Some of the words are similar and some aren't. Modern Doglish and the coyote dialect both come from the same linguistic root, which was the ancient language spoken by our common ancestors many years ago before the species split into Dogus domesticus and Dogus coyotus. This is pretty technical stuff, and I don't want to bore anyone, but it's important that you understand these things. Well, it just so happened that I was fluent in the coyote dialect, so I decided to address the lady in her own language. Me not hurt Missy Coyote. Me friend. Me help Missy. Missy have trouble.
You not hurt?
Her voice echoed inside the can. Me not hurt. Me help. Missy Coyote lie still. Not move. Hank fixy real quick. For a long time she didn't speak. Then,
Missy lie still.
It was important that I got the point across to her that I was a friend, don't you see? Because it would have been typical coyote behavior for her to jump up once I got the can off her head and tear off one of my ears. They're just a little bit crazy, them coyotes, and you got to be careful. Anyway, she lay still while I hooked my front paws around the can and started pulling. I pulled and I tugged and I strained and I grunted, and finally the can popped free. That's when I got my first look at Missy Coyote's face. I'm not one to gush or be overwhelmed. Let's get that straight right here. My years in the security business have trained me to look upon most things as mere facts. Facts to be gathered and studied and analyzed. I mean, I'd seen women before. Lots of them. Scads of them. I'd been through times in my life when women were hanging all over me, and I literally couldn't take a step without bumping into an adoring female. If you're a cow dog, you get used to this. It's common knowledge that cow dogs are just a little bit special. Read your dog books. Ask anyone who knows about dogs. Check it out with the experts. They'll tell you that women flip over cow dogs. What I'm saying, and I'm just trying to put it all into perspective, don't you see, is that I wasn't one of these dogs that chased women all the time or even had much interest in them. But you know what?